Now let's lead off with a drop in the number of overdose deaths in McLean County last year. But as Eric Stock reports, the coroner says the spread of powerful narcotics remains a problem.
Coroner Kathy Yoder says she's seeing more deaths tied to fentanyl, and in some cases, users might not know that's what they're ingesting.
The buyer who is addicted to an opioid may be thinking that they're getting heroin, or they may be thinking they're getting a Vicodin or a Norco, and it's actually synthetically made fentanyl.
McLean County had 24 overdoses in 2019, with three more unconfirmed cases. That's down from 28 deaths the year before and 40 in 2017, when the county saw a spike in fentanyl becoming mixed with heroin. Yoder attributes the overall drop to doctors becoming more cautious about prescribing pain meds because of the opioid epidemic. She adds there's also better education about the harmful effects of opioids and addicts becoming more willing to seek treatment.
And it's being not stigmatized with society knowing that this is an addiction, that they do need help. And so with the help out there, I've seen a decrease.
And now the recreation of marijuana is legal in Illinois. Yoder says she wants to see if it impacts death rates through motor vehicle crashes, suicides, and falls.
There's so much dialogue between for or against, and we're not for or against. We just want to look at the data to see if there is an uptick or not an uptick.
Yoder says her office plans to review all of the county's toxicology reports in the last 2 years and plans to compare it with deaths in 2020. She says toxicology tests already measure THC, the mind-altering compound in marijuana, but she says her office never compiled data on THC because marijuana use itself isn't fatal. For the leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.